I waited on the mesa until the sun was overhead. Then I hurried back to the village, hoping that Ramo might have come back while I was gone. The hut was empty. Quickly, I dug a hole for the shellfish, rolled a heavy stone over the opening to protect them from the wild dogs, and started off toward the south part of the island. Two trails led there, one on each side of a long sand dune. Ramo was not on the trail I was traveling, and thinking that he might be coming back out of sight along the other one, I called to him as I ran. I heard no answer, but did hear, far off, the barking of dogs. The barking grew louder as I came closer to the cliff. It would die away, and after a short silence, start up again. The sound came from the opposite side of the dunes, and leaving the trail, I climbed upward through the sand to its top. A short distance beyond the dune, near the cliff, I saw the pack of wild dogs. There were many of them, and they were moving around in a circle. In the middle of the circle was Ramo. He was lying on his back and had a deep wound in his throat. He lay very still. When I picked him up, I knew that he was dead. There were other wounds on his body from the teeth of the wild dogs. He had been dead a long time, and from his footsteps on the earth, I could see that he had never reached the cliff. Two dogs lay on the ground not far from him, and in the side of one of them was his broken spear. I carried Ramo back to the village, reaching it when the sun was far down. The dogs followed me all the way, but when I had laid him down in the hut and came out with a club in my hand, they trotted off to a low hill. A big gray dog with long curling hair and yellow eyes was their leader, and he went last. It was growing dark, but I followed them up the hill. Slowly they retreated in front of me, not making a sound. I followed them across two hills and a small valley to a third hill whose face was a ledge of rock. At one end of the ledge was a cave. One by one, the dogs went into it. The mouth of the cave was too wide and high to fill with rocks. I gathered brush and made a fire, thinking that I would push it back into the cave. Through the night, I would feed it and push it farther and farther back. But there was not enough brush for this. When the moon rose, I left the cave and went off through the valley and over the three hills to my home. All night, I sat there with the body of my brother and did not sleep. I vowed that someday I would go back and kill the wild dogs in the cave. I would kill all of them. I thought of how I would do it, but mostly I thought of Ramo, my brother.